Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leroy.
Oh, wait. Hey, why I feel like you in a different place than we are with the glasses and all that?
Oh, no. Frog Boy thinks he's a superstar now. Look at him. He's got fake
the
bling
pinky
on.
Ring.
What are you talking about? This pinky ring here that I have here?
Yeah.
This championship Turkey Bowl championship pinky ring I got here, Leroy.
You're looking like, you know, Gordo Razor Ramon right here.
I mean, Razor Ramon would have been fine.
Gordo.
No need for that.
No, you're a Gordo.
No.
Gordo Ramon. That's who you are.
Would have been totally fine.
You're Gordo Ramon.
I have been listening to the show and decided after my ears bled for 2 hours, it was time to make a sub. Sometimes you got to make a substitution, guys. Sometimes you got to put Mills in and see what you can get for CJ Stroud. So
I love the way when people make comments like that.
Yeah.
I love it. If teams did what you guys suggest.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I understand testing the market, but I think everyone was in agreement that that was bizarre.
The CJ Stroud one?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was your man.
I listen,
that was your boy.
That's why we had to make a change. That's why we had to make changes. This is not something
he had backup. Like, the people in the chat were like, oh, no, why wouldn't you do that?
And I'm like, they're just going to follow whatever Tobin says. They don't think for themselves. But I have come here to rectify what I have been listening to for the past 2 hours.
It's either rectify or wreck. It's going to be something.
It's going to be one of the two on a Frog Boy Friday as our boy Tobin goes to get coverage. What are his favorite things to do? Get coverage of one of the Paul brothers.
Instigate.
That's his thing.
I'm telling you, this dude for a fight press conference.
Yeah.
Will leave family. He left me hanging.
Leroy's still upset. This is Leroy saying this story for the second day. You were upset that you were rushed to eat your food, weren't you?
It's true.
You were upset. Like, you want to enjoy your meal, and you were upset that he pressed you. He come on, Leroy.
Look,
it's not my fault. He's like a garbage disposal.
He's always, you know why? Because it's his journalistic integrity that won't allow him to spend time enjoying food during fight proceedings. So, you know, he always has to be on to the next.
It's just the press conference, though.
Yeah, I know. That's his thing. He likes
You know what he thinks?
The press conferences.
He's going there, wiping his hands like this, going, I hope there's shenanigans.
Yeah. And if there's not, he'll provide the shenanigans. We know how he does. But that's a point, by the way. That's pretty good. Shmeet and Schmolnick says he's not a model for GQ. He's a model for DQ.
Derry
Queen. Hey, when was the last time you ate at Derry Queen?
Ate food or like a blizzard?
Ice cream?
Just a blizzard, anything, ice cream.
They got me with those coupons recently, if I'm being honest.
You look like a coupon Dairy Queen eater.
I feel like I should be offended by that, but it is unfortunately true. So how can I? But it was.
I don't think I've eaten at a Dairy Queen in 20 years.
20 years? You're missing out, sir. You haven't seen someone flip the cup upside down?
No. Here's why.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. Because right by my house, I have a Cold Stone.
Yeah. Right, that's fair. I think I'm pretty close to a Dairy Queen, but gotta make time.
Oh no, I passed three Dairy Queens to get to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured.
And you know, some of them have the Dairy Queen and the Dunkin' Donuts together.
Nah, Baskin Robbins or something like that, right?
Oh, Baskin Robbins. That's it. Baskin Robbins, not DQ. Sorry. But they ice cream, if you don't eat it all and you put it in the freezer, it's an ice cube, right? But if you get Cold Stone and you eat it and put it in the refrigerator, next time you get at it, it's still soft.
Yo, Treats is good on ice cream. Fire right now. He says you smell like you look like you smell like Dracar.
What is that? Is that something? Am I too
cologne? Poor? That's a cologne.
In the black bottle. That was the go-to man cologne.
When you walked in, you had cologne on.
Yeah.
It smelled like Dracar.
No. Is Dracar expensive or no?
Back in the day, now it's probably.
I mean, it's reg right now, but back in the day.
I'm rocking a $21 bottle of Nautica right now, if that's what you're into.
That's the hood version of Jakar.
All right. You know how I do. Let's get you some headlines. I can pretend like I'm doing a good job here.
Jakar, no.
When he said that at first, I was like, from Game of Thrones?
No.
These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Like I said, I was listening to the show. I have a good synopsis thus far. I've been able to catch two headlines. I know you guys started things off praising the Panthers for their 1-0 victory yesterday. That was when Leroy found out the term shutout. I do remember that part. That was an interesting development there in the first segment. They did indeed. Sergei Bobrovsky had another strong performance, and hopefully we can get some healthy guys back in the rotation so the Panthers can get back on track. I did hear you guys also discuss the Miami Heat, and
So wait a minute, speaking of the Miami Heat, people in the chat, Leroy, have told me to ask Marcos, Frog Boy,
I would love to,
about Drew Smith.
Yeah, sure.
And how he's been balling.
Balling? Okay, what's balling?
He's a role player. Is that what we're calling? He's a role player. He's not a starter.
He's not a starter, but he.
Acting like he's supposed to score 20 points every.
No. In the minutes that he's played, he's been a superstar in his role.
He has. Let's go ahead and go over his statistics for the last.
I just told you can't do it that way.
I can't go over the numbers. Because the numbers tell me in 24 minutes last game against the Warriors, which was a pretty close game for the most part. You know, we had the return of Bam. Jimmy Butler was being a baby. See what I did there? That's self-control. And Steph Curry out on the sidelines. Good opportunity for the young guys to get some run. And what did he do? 24 minutes. He was 1-for-5. He was 0-for-2 from 3. And he had 4 points. He had some other statistics, too. But
what was his plus minus?
He was a negative 903. Hold on, let me update this. This could be.
From what I'm hearing, Drew Smith is doing more in his minutes than you do when you actually come work.
Listen, I am a champion, Turkey Bowl champion, and I will not be treated this way.
I don't know if you're a champion.
I will not be treated this way. My contributions are way more than a person who, prior to that, put up 4 points in another game, 6 points in another game. Let's not forget his career high game. You guys want to know his career high game? Yeah, that's 13 points. Can we go to his career high games played in a season? Which, hey, congratulations to Drew Smith, guys.
What, 30 or 40?
15. 15 games. A guy has never played more than 14 games in a season. I have more Odyssey points than this guy has minutes in a basketball game.
Right. And you're proud of that?
It's absolutely disgusting that we even continue to have.
I got more Odyssey points.
Minus one.
So I have a man question.
All right.
I was gonna save this for later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tobin's gone.
But somebody remind me of it. I went to the gym yesterday evening.
Yeah.
I was talking to my boy, and we was just chopping it up about, you know, random stuff or whatever, doing my little ab work, talk. A guy comes over from almost the other side of the gym. And he walks over to me and says, could you tone it down a little bit? You're too loud.
Wait, from the other side? From the other side of the gym?
Yeah. And everybody turned and looked.
What?
Like, what's wrong with this dude? Wow. And so I said, do we know each other? Are you serious? Or are you just kidding? No, I'm serious. I can't even concentrate on my workout. I said, you're 30 yards away. I said, what made you decide to come all the way over here? And, you know, and so everybody's looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm trying to, you know.
Do they know who you out,
are? Huh?
Do people know who you are?
The other people did.
See, that's the thing.
He didn't.
See, that's so the thing, yeah.
They were looking at me crazy, so I just looked over at him and I said, listen, I'm going to give you a pass. You don't know me. I don't know you. But I'm going to suggest that you take your ass on the other side of that gym real quick.
Oh, nah. Did he go on the other? So did he take his ass to the other?
He left.
I'm pretty positive he went to the other side.
Nah. Leroy won. Plus one,
yeah, of course.
But isn't
that bizarre, but I'm just saying, though. Like, have you ever been told to be quiet at a gym? A gym is the loudest public place there is.
I can understand someone like sometimes, you know, they have they had Planet Fitness installed that lug alarm. They don't want people grunting loud or like, you know, slamming weights or something like that. Even then,
so
I'm
they
like,
don't
who
want
cares?
The meatheads.
Here's the other
for
thing.
Sure. But you having a conversation, as unless you're literally yelling.
I'm right next to the
your
guy I'm talking to.
Your nickname is Big Mouth Leroy.
Yeah.
But I'm right next to the guy. I'm right next to the guy I'm talking to.
What's this guy? Well, okay. Can I ask about this gentleman?
Intangible?
Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me yet.
Wait.
Yeah.
Intangibles.
Oh, there you go.
And old.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Come
okay.
on, man.
Well, I mean, you know. That answers a lot of questions.
That answers everything.
That answers a lot of questions.
I'm like, wow.
I was like, what? I want to know, what was he lifting? Like, what do you need to focus on?
Yeah, Leroy, like, give me a tail of the tape.
You got 35-pound weights you can't focus on because Leroy is yapping?
No, here's the other thing.
Dude, he wasn't even doing that.
But here's the other thing.
What are we doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're at the gym, don't you have headphones?
There's
yeah,
so
he had headphones on.
So time out. You have headphones on?
He had headphones on.
Nah, you just. No, somebody, you know what? He knew who you were, Leroy. He wanted to cause a scene. And he wanted to see what your reaction was. Because that has to be. You can't have headphones on.
I couldn't give a reaction because I was so shocked that somebody said.
That was clearly it. Because you can't have headphones on, right? So if you had headphones on, you should be listening to something. Whatever you're listening to should block out whatever conversation is happening on the other side.
Maybe he's listening to smooth jazz.
And then all the people at the gym,
he's got Kenny G.
All the people at the gym start looking at him like, was he serious?
Yeah, that's what it was. That was what it was. He knew who you were. They were trying to get a scene. You handled it better than I would have, because I'm like, wait, no, you're absolutely trying.
Nah,
You're trying
me
right
now. Here's the funny thing about it.
Hmm.
I was caught so off guard by it. Even the people around were like looking like, is he serious?
That's what I'm saying. That's somebody.
Right.
Yeah, like, if the people around they knew who you were. And this man, whatever, maybe never watched football, never seen the shoulder pad, the neck pads. He didn't know who you were. They were causing the scene because now everybody's looking at you and how you're going to react. So if you...
Well, they were kind of looking at the situation, being shocked that he came over there.
But now it's, okay, what is Leroy Horde, the former athlete, the current host of the Tobin and Leroy show on WQAM, what's his good response?
Nah, I don't...
I don't think that should matter, man. Honestly, the guy's
I don't get into that
whining.
Stuff. If he would have... Put it this way. When I said what I said, he turned around and walked away.
You got to challenge him to a thumb war next time.
Because I have a rule.
Should have challenged him to dominoes.
I have a rule.
Yeah, yeah.
If you old enough for your mouth to get you into trouble, you better be bad enough for your ass to get you out of trouble.
But you know what, Leroy?
The fact that he came over there with that nonsense, if he would have kept going, right? Whatever.
Point. Witcher.
Thought you were Leroy Ford. That's what Dean's talking.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't usually get in altercations like that.
Yeah.
Because I mind my own business. But I had my little earbuds in. I was talking to my guy.
So everybody had earbuds in. So everybody had headphones.
But I had mine turned down so I could talk to my boy right next to me.
Cool.
You know what, though? What I find horrible is this is a guy who's like, hey, it's a little loud in here. Can you please keep it down? You know, everyone is entitled to their own workout space. And then you go to the locker room, Bojangles around with baby powder because he's just like, oh, everyone, you know, we should all be comfortable in our own space.
Hey, wait a minute. It's a gym.
The thing is, I was just kind of worrying, how did he point me out? And he had to walk past 25 people to get to me.
And wait a minute. It's a damn gym.
It's a gym.
Right.
It's going to be noisy.
My first comment was, I say, at a gym?
What, you going to tell the metal to stop banging and clanging?
He was just
shocked. I don't know. I'd say.
You did a better job. Good job by you, Leroy.
You know what, Leroy?
It wasn't no, listen, contrary to popular belief, I only get into it when I have to. Right? That wasn't a necessary, like, I just laugh at him.
But that was good because
you believe in clown.
If you had felt the other way, you would have every right to, like, is this guy really being serious? Like,
yeah.
Not, because then you'd be like, that's not. Then you start saying, like, is this guy trying you? Like, is this guy.
You know, I never even thought about that because I was so damn shocked.
Do I look funny to you?
Do I make you laugh?
Do I make you laugh, huh? But back to your Drew Smith thing, Marcos. You've been wrong about him, so.
What do you mean? But how am I wrong? What is wrong? You guys say he's balling because he has, like, 5 points? Like, is that balling?
For the role that he's in, he's balling. Yeah. Just apologize.
He went 1-for-5 last game, though. What is
that?
But
he threw it at Spo. He threw it at Spo, and it brought the energy, bro.
Yeah.
It's about time someone did something. I mean, I know he's going through some stuff, but geez, a little bit of more creativity, Spo. I mean, the last game-winning play had to be from Chris Quinn, which I told you, Chris Quinn should be in that position there. Spo goes there. We get it.
I will give you credit, though, even though I'm clowning on you. You were right about Clay.
Oh, guys, come on. Seen that? And, I was right about Travis Kelce, too. I mean, come on.
I don't know about Kelce. He's still balling.
5-5? Well, okay, see, this whole balling thing that we keep getting back to, I think we need to understand and redefine that word. And luckily for everyone,
we're going to be playing a game.
We got 2 hours of Frogboy and Frogboy Madness. Of course we got games. And I have a little secret for you guys. Something that I've been holding on to for a while. And
you're going to share?
The reason why I think the Miami Hurricanes will be victorious next week. We find that
next
out.
Next week or this week?
I'm sorry, this week. And honestly, for the rest of the time that this secret weapon is at the Miami, University of Miami. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin will return next week. He's covering a Paul brother. Who knows what he's doing?
Actually, he'll be back in an hour.
But is he coming back?
Well, he's not going to be. He'll join us from somewhere in the Kaseya Center.
Oh. Unless things get hot and heavy, then he's going to ditch us.
Unless he instigates a big fight.
You know how he can.
He's going to instigate. He might grab a cap. He might tap somebody on the shoulder. He'll do anything.
The secret to the Canes' victory. Next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Frog Boy here on a Frog Boy Friday, a football Friday, and an opportunity now to give you a fantasy football Friday update courtesy of Tito's Fantasy Football.
Tito's.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. My update to you is the standings of our Odyssey Fantasy Football League. And why would anyone talk about standings in a league that doesn't exist?
Unless you're in first place.
Unless you are in first place.
That's only because I left the league.
And I appreciate you doing so because it has allowed for me to run rampant through the standings. I am currently, like I said, in first place at a whopping 8-3.
Not bad.
Look at me.
Not bad.
Just look at me, guys. Now, I do have a tough matchup against Jimmy's Menthols, which is 7-4. I know Jimmy's out in the hallway.
Jimmy's here. He was talking trash. He said you're going to beat your ass.
Yeah, he did. Jimmy's actually mean to me. I don't know if you guys know that.
Jimmy's normally mean. He's a mean young man.
He's just like everyone else is like, oh, poor little. Maybe that's why I pick on Drew Smith, because sometimes it's these unassuming people that you don't think is really. I know there's something. You know what? Something. Drew Smith probably hasn't paid parking tickets in 2 years. That's probably it. There's something on him. I'm going to know. I'm going to get to it. And then when we find out, y'all rue the day. And speaking of the day, I want to give you a quick segment here as we give you a day to day. We're going to go around and name these celebrities who are celebrating a birthday today. And determine how old it makes us feel as we continue to do that. Let's start with a streaming star right now. 17 years old. So I'm sure you guys know who he is. Ray Kay. You guys know who Ray Kay is? No. Heard. You guys know anything about this streaming world that's going on right now, right? That's like a young man's game, right? Like if you're in your room all day watching another person in their room, You need a life. You're probably a teenager, hopefully.
Or you need a life.
You need a life for sure. Wrestling, Nikki Garcia.
Oh, Nikki, really?
Did you know that? 42 years old. Oh, 42 man. Years old.
Her and Brie getting up there.
Brie, as in Brie Bella?
Yeah.
42 years old, birthday today as well.
I know, you said Nikki, so Brie's birthday he would have to be today.
I want you to know that because their names are different, those are two different people to me.
And no, they're not.
And also, they were separated by 4 rows. Who wouldn't? Let me speak to this person who did this website. Why don't you put them next to each other? DeVito. You familiar
the singer?
With his work? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Haitian.
33. Is he Haitian? Haiti woke up, huh? Listen,
yes, we are thrilled and ecstatic.
I am on a Pickley's run right now, so
you look like you've been on a Pickley's and Grio run.
No need,
portly.
No need.
Okay, you're portly, baby.
It's a radio medium. We can let them use their imagination.
They can see it on YouTube.
Michael Strahan,
the dual screen,
54.
Right, Strahan. It's good for him.
Looks good. Let's go for 54.
Good morning, America.
If I were to tell you who is probably one of the most famous grill makers, Vlad, who would you think?
George Foreman. But he's passed away.
Hey, you know what? You're not wrong, but I meant teeth. So, in that sense, Johnny Dang.
Oh, you meant...
Yeah.
He meant grill.
Well, you said grill. I'm thinking of barbecue.
You're not wrong.
Wait a minute, Leroy. If somebody says grill masters...
I was about
masters,
to yell Traeger.
No. Well, he said grill masters, right?
I didn't say... Well, okay, I guess...
You said grill masters.
I said masters of making the grill, so I understand what you mean. No, hey, you were not wrong.
Johnny Dang?
Johnny Dang.
How old is he?
51.
All right.
Let's get to a name that I know Leroy will definitely know because he hasn't cared about any of these, not even Michael Strahan. Ken Griffey Jr., the kid. He's no longer the kid.
Sweetest swing in all of baseball.
Sweetest swing on
you
the side of the Mississippi.
Like, you don't realize how fast his bat is moving until you see it live.
Yeah.
But on TV, it just looks like he has a long, slow swing.
All right.
56 years old.
He's 56? Mm-hmm. Dang, he's only nine. He's only 9 years old. All right. That's not bad.
Not bad. You're 9 years younger than the kid.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else important? No, let's find out what day we're supposed to be celebrating today. As we all know, there's usually some sort of weird day assigned to every one of these things to see how much any of these resonate with us. Today is National Gingerbread Cookie Day. How do you feel about that?
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of gingerbread cookies. Not really crazy about
gingerbread cookie, gingerbread house.
Yeah, what is gingerbread, man? What is this gingerbread thing? You know, these holidays got a way of bringing stuff in that's usually not relevant, but once a year we're like, you know what?
You know what's crazy? This is the honest truth. This is when you know you're from the South. The real South, not here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. I never had a piece of pumpkin pie until I got to college. Mm-hmm. Ever. In fact, I got fooled because I thought it was sweet potato pie.
Ah.
And it wasn't sweet. And I was like, hey, you ain't put enough sugar in here. They go, no, that's pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie.
Ah.
What? Because pumpkin is an up north thing. You don't have no pumpkin patches in Louisiana.
I'm not really crazy about anything pumpkin spice, pumpkin lattes, any of that stuff.
I like pumpkin flavored stuff. Like they have the little, at Publix, they have the little bites, the little pumpkin bites. Nah. Oh, I kill those.
Nah.
But as far as pie, if I had my rathers, I'd go with pecan pie or sweet potato pie, well, I'm going to tell you something that I've grown close to.
Okay.
Not key lime pie, key lime cheesecake, because the texture is a little firmer.
You have mentioned this. You have, and it, there is a distinction for sure. But, you know, I will say while briefly, as we move on to the next day we're supposed to be celebrating, next week I will be hosting Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And Friday after Thanksgiving.
All right. Let's see.
So we will not be doing anything with games. I don't care what is going on.
We're doing Thanksgiving games.
Are you working?
We're ranking food.
Leroy, with us next week?
Leroy, will you be here next week?
Wednesday.
And then Friday you will be.
It's the best stuff. It's best stuff.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it saves me a day.
Yeah, it's best stuff.
It changes my plans, though. Opens up my plants a little bit. Anyway.
You don't want, like, listen, you're supposed to have some kind of hangover from Thanksgiving, right?
No, I'm going to be alone. So I'm going to be going to multiple houses, stealing plates, and then getting home early sleeping.
Well, I got you. I got you for Thursday.
Leroy, hey, listen, if you are anywhere.
I'll let you know what's up. I'm not doing a whole turkey.
Yeah, I feel
that. I'm getting two turkey breasts with the bone in.
Hey, Popeye sells turkeys.
I'm gonna put those on the grill.
Hey, man, come on. You're not even a little interested.
No.
Oh, okay.
In what?
Oh,
Popeye's turkeys.
I'm the only one on this show interested in the Popeye's turkey.
Yes, you are.
Okay, guys. Dude, sure.
It's something about turkey. You got to have a little bit fresher than you would get
from a Popeye
buying it cooked from somewhere. And I don't really like, I know we do this with ham.
Have you tried that?
But I can't do this with turkey where they go, come pick up your turkey. You got to cook it for 2 hours.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. I want to go through the drive-thru and get some biscuits that will potentially make me choke. But for the most part, that turkey should be just as fire as a chicken sandwich, right? It's got to be just as fire.
Except they don't cook it right, fresh, like it's already cooked.
No, they got to deep fry it.
Like the ham.
Somebody had the Popeye's turkey last year and it wasn't good, they said.
Who did that?
James.
Oh, of course, a James one.
I don't want to mess up your last name. I think it's Gozanas.
Oh, we can't trust this guy.
James Gozanas, 4425. He said, Marcos, I had the
Popeye turkey last year. Wasn't good.
Can't trust that guy. I don't know. He seems like he's a bot. Can't trust him. He's AI.
Somebody say, I guarantee they eat pumpkin pie in Louisiana all the time. Hey, I'm telling you as a fact. Yeah. I never had a piece of pumpkin pie till I got to college. Why would I make that up? I love food.
Another controversial food day tied into November 21st. How about National Stuffing Day?
Stuffing.
Yeah. I can do without it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, I know some people
you don't like stuffing?
Who's making the stuffing? You know, I understand.
Here's what you got to do. I'm all right. First of all, to the people making stuffing,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you what you do. You want to really, really get your stuffing right? Go get you a pack of chicken gizzards. Boil them.
What are you even talking about here?
And then chop them up and put it in the, if you don't like the chicken gizzards, you can put some sausage. But go ahead and throw some tiny little pieces of meat in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it ain't stuffing until you put all the gravy over top of everything. Now, do you do mashed potatoes and stuffing? Or do you do mashed potatoes or stuffing? Because I don't eat both of them.
Well, it's a feast, Leroy, so I'm going to put everything on my plate. It's a feast. So.
Yeah, but those are space takers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Multiple rounds, baby. Multiple rounds. Hey, you're saying a bunch of rookie things right now, but you're probably cooking and stuff, so I'll give you
I do mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I go mac and cheese. Now, I'm going to tell you what.
Well, we got them started.
Leroy. Tell us after this break.
There's a whole other week. We got a whole other week.
Tell us after the break.
All right. You got me going because I got to go. I got to go start getting my stuff together. I don't want to be in all that rush hour.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that he has enough time to do that and that we have enough time to get through a Marcos mixed bag, more Miami Hurricanes talk, Miami Heat, that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. And Leroy's not there, but you know who is there? Figgy!
Hello. How you doing, Marcos?
Everybody's happy now.
Everybody is happy now.
As y'all should be.
Well, we're happy when you come on, but definitely the chat line is happy. Guys were like, hey, is Brittany here? Is Jay Fig here?
No, unfortunately.
Answer is always yes, though.
Clearly.
Unfortunately, just another measly old frog boy Friday. If you are just joining
half
us,
half a Friday,
yeah, for sure. Our boy Tobin has hit the bricks for the day. He went ahead and sent our boy Jake Paul well wishes as he is set to potentially die against what has looked to be a tough matchup in Anthony Joshua.
Well, die? I mean, that's a little extreme.
Listen, that's very extreme, that's by the way.
It is by far the toughest.
Could possibly get knocked into the shadow realm.
Definitely shadow realms, okay? Bye. I'm thinking if we all watched the Martin episode when Tommy the Hitman Hearns fought Martin and Gina had to kiss Martin on those bruises and bumps, which was just hysterical,
That's what I'm expecting for Jake Paul. And he's an intangible, so the bruises will show very easily. However, I don't think he's going to be perishing Earth in this fight.
Okay. That's fair.
That's a little extreme.
Maybe a little extreme. Maybe a little extreme. But put that in the headlines. That's that always works well. Let's get to some items in the mixed bag. I was listening to the show, but there was a brief moment in which I didn't. So I just want to make sure that I'm not playing anything that you may have already played. So I want to know, correct me if I'm wrong, did you guys hear any sound from AJ Brown?
No, he did not play. I think he wanted to play, but he did not play it.
All right, cool. So we're going to go ahead and get to that sound now. I'm not sure if you guys have been monitoring what's been going on with this whole AJ Brown and Philly thing, but it's hard to ignore it because you know how the NFL can beat some storylines into the ground. But the Philadelphia Eagles star wide receiver has been going through a bit of a mental up and down, which I don't know if anyone has ever experienced while someone is winning. Has anyone seen a meltdown of such a magnitude while things are going good?
I don't know if it's necessarily a meltdown when you're 8-2 and the questions come at you every week, like, what's wrong? Yeah. You know what I mean? It kind of wears on you. They've won what? 25, 28, 24, 27 games. And after every game, they win. And they only care about coming to him and asking him questions about his success. That's a weird thing. So I can understand why he would be frustrated. He's already frustrated because he's not having the production he wants. But the team is winning. And the more he complains about his production, the less of a team player he looks, right? Oh, you don't care about winning. You just care about your numbers.
Vlad, earlier I know you called for Tyreek Hill to Buffalo, I think, is what you had mentioned.
No, who was it? Schmeathen said that, you know, that when we were talking about the, you know, Tyreek and everything and how Buffalo needs a receiver after being manhandled by the Texans defense.
Yeah.
You know, when the Dolphins let him go, he'll probably go to Buffalo and then, you know,
of course.
And then all of a sudden become Tyreek Hill again. But I'm going to defend AJ. I'm just saying it might, knowing the luck of the Dolphins, that would probably what would happen. Now, on the Eagle part, I'm going to defend AJ Brown.
Yeah, I'm defending AJ Brown.
Why? Why?
Here's the thing, and Leroy can back me up on this. When you watch the film and then you see that guys are open or guys were doing their job and the quarterback is not being aggressive or is worrying about maybe his individual. It's not a team thing. It's more becoming an individual. Then I can understand the frustration because it's totally a 360 from what the offense was last season to what it's become now. And
here's part of the problem. When you were running the ball the way you were running it last year and they had to pay more attention to you running the ball, that created different plays down the field. They haven't run the ball as well, so the play action doesn't work as well, and you're in a lot of must-throw situations, which doesn't help much. They don't have the flexibility of being an offense where you can't figure out what they're going to do because everything's working. So there's that. However, even with all that, they're 8-2. So what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, this is AJ Brown on if he is the same player.
There's speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I can't say Quan ain't the same player either.
His response, I guess their corner isn't the same player either.
No, Saquon.
I was like, what? What is that even?
Because Saquon is not having the same season that he had last
year. Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Now that I know what he said, that's even worse, though. At first, I thought he was just saying, I burnt the corner. Yes.
Not really.
No, because why are you asking me this question?
Why are you not asking Saquon? Are you falling off? You ain't starting off the way you did last year.
But how come he couldn't say, you know, you can say the same about a couple of my other teammates or other players from around the league. He said Saquon.
Because you're asking me why I'm not putting up the numbers on this team. Yeah. And I've been stating that nobody's putting up the numbers on this team because the offense as a whole is not doing their jobs and function. So, therefore, why ask me?
Hey, finger on the dumb button there.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything. I said function.
I don't know, but.
I said function.
You got the first three letters.
I said function. There was no CK. There was no CK. There was no Calvin Klein on it.
I got you good.
There was no Calvin Klein. I'm not you guys.
Okay.
There was no Calvin Klein. But, yes, the offense is not producing like they were last season. So, therefore, why don't you ask the same – why don't you ask those guys? Why are you asking me? Because everybody knows –
well, how come he didn't say that? How come he didn't say, well, nobody's, you know – and he – no, he was
because
like
– because they asked him a specific –
Saquon!
They specifically asked him.
They've been asking him, and they go right to him every week.
Yeah.
You know what – they know what they were doing because of the fact that he talked last week on his stream. So, therefore, they feel like, oh, well, let me ask him this question. Well, do you feel like you're the same player? That's almost a – you know what kind of answer you wanted to get when you ask a player like that that question. You know, you want a response. You want a viral response, and he gave them one.
Well,
I don't think he was being disrespectful. I just think he was being kind of like, hey, man, we're all not having the same season we had last year.
Well, we will keep an eye on that and much more. Final hour of the show.
You gotta tell us who the secret Canes
the
secret to the Canes success?
To the Canes success. Next hour on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.